Blog Talk Radio.
This is Michelle Gray, MichelleIntuitiveReader.com. I am online, and I'm so excited to be talking to everybody tonight. I wanted to let you guys know that when I do my readings, I really try to give as accurate descriptive information that I can. When I'm doing a psychic reading, mediumship reading takes a few extra minutes to kind of get into sometimes, so I may not really focus on those tonight. But I'm going to take like one reader, one question at a time from each person that I'm going to be reading. Also, I'm really looking forward to trying to give you really good information tonight. I am going to also pull a card for everyone. So at the end of the reading, I'll pull a card. Just hopefully, it usually kind of brings everything together at the very end. I'm also wanting to let you know that I'm trying to get somebody a reading on here. Sometimes, you know, I don't always get to the things that you want to talk about. So please make sure to reach out to me through MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. That's my website. You can always send me an email at mims1608@gmail.com. Love to talk to you. So if I answer a question tonight, I know you'll probably try to put an extra question in there because everybody wants to, but we may end up having to kind of cut you off a little bit. So I'll try to give you as much time as I can with the information I can, but you guys get about 3 to 4 minutes, so it's not very long. Also, I just want to let you know that the way that I try to make my connections is I always do prayer before I do readings, and it's really important for me to make my connections to God and angels. I believe in like our defender and protector of like, you know, Archangel Michael. I believe in like Gabriel is a great communicator. I believe that Uriel, Archangel Uriel, is kind of like a wisdom person. So if you ever have to like reach out to an angel, like for more protection, like Michael would be the person to speak with, or like reaching out to, let's say, prosperity and abundance, Gadiel is one of those that is awesome, G-A-D-I-E-L. So you can just say, Gadiel, you know, I need some help with some more abundance, especially right now, like in times of like, you know, troubles. We want to make sure that we have as much protection from our angels as we can. So those are just great suggestions. Make sure that you guys are tuning in tonight, that we're going to get right to your calls. And I'm hoping that we get some really great questions tonight. So I'm looking forward to talking to all of you. So let's go with our first caller tonight. And the first person I have is Lucy from New York. Are you on?
Yes, I am here.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are too. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I would like to know about it related to finance, the area where you see.
Okay, here we go. Your finances. Okay, so I want you to keep focusing on more positive, like I always have enough. I always have enough. I have more than enough. Because when you really think about finances, I kind of feel like, you know, I got to get to that, or I got to take care of that. It just feels like sometimes you kind of get yourself into a position of where is it going to come from, you know, if that makes sense. So I feel like there needs to be almost like, I'm wealthy, I have a lot of money, I'm, you know, like say it all the time. I was just talking about Gadiel. I know it sounds weird, but Archangel Gadiel is really about abundance and prosperity, and also about like looking at your life from a different angle. I hope that makes sense. So I kind of feel like the more that you can kind of put some energy as if you already have a lot of money, you always have enough money, because like right now I just feel like it dips. It's like it's here, then it dips down, then it goes back up, and then it dips down. It's like, you know, I feel like you're kind of clutching at straws sometimes. That's what it feels like to me. And instead of looking at it as like, I need more or whatever, I feel like there'll be something that's going to be coming in. And I want to say around June. So I feel like there's going to be some changes actually financially. And, you know, just to stay positive, you know, I feel like it's not too far off future, but I'm going to say around June 15th for you to have some better finances. Either it's like more money from work or through work. Does that make sense?
I was asking about finance in the sense that I'm doing some changes.
Yes, that's what I got.
Then I don't really feel tight, but I see it coming.
Yes,
unfolding.
Exactly. Yes, June.
Then I wasn't doing the finance in the sense of lack of finance, but abundance finance, kind of.
Abundance, yes, exactly.
Yes.
Like that's what I said.
Exactly.
I feel like there's going to be more abundance, and I feel like June is when I'm feeling that. Not right now, but soon, okay? So it will be coming to you, and I feel like actually it's like it almost feels like you know, you kind of got an idea of where it's at. So just keep putting it out there. It feels like it's actually going to happen actually really soon, but not soon enough. I just feel like June is when it's actually going to be coming around. Okay?
Yeah, because the work, I know working out, but then I am still in faith that everything is well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
It occurred to me to ask just a general finance, not to give you too much of the details.
Yes.
Because I put my home for sale, but it's still waiting for.
That takes time. That takes a little time for that. That takes time. And also, I feel like there are things that need to be done before you can do that. So it takes a little bit more time for that. Okay. Also, I'm going to pull a card for you. And the card that popped out was bring love into the situation. So this will actually work in your favor with the finances. Everything will work out. I know it sounds like it's very trite, but I do feel that it's actually going to start to come together. But June feels better to me than any other time, okay? As far as a house, I just feel like that takes a little bit extra time before that's all going to come together. Or there are things that need to be taken care of in the house before you can do that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Please stay in contact. All right.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Awesome.
Blessings.
Bye
bye.
Thank you. You too. Okay. So before we move on, besides the things that I do for my readings, I also do like health and wellness coaching. So sometimes people ask me about medical situations. I'm not a doctor, just so you know that. But I do know a lot about the body. I've been doing personal training and fitness for about 37 years now. So when people ask me a question and I start to feel something like off of somebody's body, I might say, you know, I feel like you might have a hip issue, or, you know, there might be something going on with your shoulder or whatever. I will also always say, like, go see a doctor or make sure that, you know, you get things checked out. So it might help you to at least know that. When you are, like, sometimes asking about those questions, again, as I say, I'm not a doctor, but I might just pick up on something that's going on with you, okay? So I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is Suzanne from Long Island. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Suzanne from Long Island?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, how are you?
Good. My question is about work, too. I'm working as a sub-A lunch monitor now. When do you see me getting something different or full-time or permanent?
And you're working as a sub. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear what you said right
now. Yes,
after
I'm
that.
Working as a sub aide and sub lunch monitor. I don't know if I should try something else or wait to get that. Or what do you see with anything of that?
Okay, so that feels like it takes a little time for where you're at. Are you staying at the same area or have you been applying at other places as well?
Well, I applied to one other place. There's really not a lot of openings now, but I have to work for the summer, and I can't sub forever. You don't get personal days or sick days or, you know, anything like that. So we're paid for the break, you know.
Okay, yes. You were kind of faint there, but I kind of understood, like, you have to work over the summertime, you said?
Yes, I have to get a job for the summer, but I just can't keep subbing. You don't get any benefits. You don't any sick.
No.
So I can't keep doing this because I support myself. But do you see me? What do you see with all of this?
Okay, so I don't feel like anything of a permanent nature until almost the fall. Okay, and I would even say you're going to have to kind of push some buttons to make sure that that happens. I don't feel it's actually going to happen at the school that you're at or the administration building that you're at. I feel that it's going to end up happening around like the beginning of September. Okay, that feels better. Also, it does feel like you get into a classroom. So I do feel that you will get something. But I also feel like it's a great opportunity for you to make sure you kind of keep the door open. I feel like where you're at doesn't feel like it's going to give you that opportunity. So I feel like it's going to be another building that you're going to be going to. And I feel like you actually get a better reception at the next building than the one that you're at. So that does feel good to me, but I feel like you're going to hear about it more towards like the end of July, beginning of August for that to begin. Okay.
What am I going to do for the summer? I mean, do I have to work for a bus company? Will I get summer school? I need to work.
I feel like it's going to be a summer school situation. I'm not really getting the bus thing, okay? But I feel that it's going to be a summer school situation, and that feels like almost like from the very beginning to the end of the summertime. So, like, you know, there's two sessions in the summertime, but I feel like you're working
I don't know if it's going to be where I'm at now, the district, or my friend's trying to get me into her district for camp.
I feel like it's going to be a different district. I don't feel it's going to be your district. I'm just going to be saying that to you. And
you
that's why
it's
I feel like you're going to, I feel like you're going to, I feel like you're going to be in a different district, and I feel like it's going to be a friendlier atmosphere than the one that you're in right now. That's what it feels like to me.
Am I going to work for a different district in September then?
Yes, that's what I said before. That's what it feels like to me.
Can I ask really, really quick, do you see any love coming in, boyfriend? I haven't had one in a long time.
I'm not getting that right now, but if you want to call me, I can do a better reading on you for that.
Okay.
Okay, and I've got this card for you. This is the one that popped out. Have faith in your dreams. Don't give up on the work that you want to be doing, okay? I just feel like talk to your friend and keep on it, okay? That's it.
All right, I'll do that. Yeah,
thank
it is
you.
A very friendly school where she works. They just,
Yep, exactly. All right, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make sure to stay in contact with me. I can give you a better rating if you get back in contact with me, all right?
Are you going to be on again next week?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, like that. Okay, so I can't be taking multiple questions because there are other people that are waiting. So if you always want to get back in contact with me, you can contact me at michellentheintuitivereader.com. You can send me an email at mims1608@gmail.com. I know a lot of times people will call in to, you know, get a question answered, but I really try to, like, limit it to just one question so that I can get to all the other people, because I've got, like, 15 or 16 people tonight, okay? Okay, so I'm going to take our next caller. It's Laura from New Jersey.
Yes, hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you today?
I'm interested in anything that you could tell me about being able to move into my own home, house.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? So how about this? Why don't you let go of the chains that are kind of holding you to where you're at? That would help, because one minute you want it, the next minute you don't. One minute you want it, the next minute you're, I'm doing it, I'm getting out, I'm doing it, and then you look and you're like, I don't have enough. I feel like you could actually get into something, but that, I got to tell you, I feel like you almost have to release this, okay? I want to say to you, August. August feels when you're really going to be going. I know that you'd like it to be tomorrow, but I just am not getting tomorrow yet. So I kind of feel like get all your ducks in a row so that you can do this. Yes, you need to. Yes, it'd be great to get out, but I almost feel like you have to almost box this. And, you know, help or no help, you know, the best situation will come around like towards the end of July. Like, you can start looking, but I kind of feel like, you know, something really pops in around like the beginning of August, end of July, beginning of August, end of July, beginning of August. So that's what it feels like to me. Does that make sense?
Well, it would if I thought I don't have the money. I don't think I'm going to have the money by then. You mean next year maybe? Is that what you're thinking?
Could be. Yeah, it could
yeah.
be. I got to tell you, it's just like I feel like you keep a chain on you. I was just talking about Gadiel, okay? And I just feel like, you know, the abundance thing is kind of like you don't have it, but, you know, things could kind of start to turn around. But I feel like there's almost like you have this, I got to do this, but I can't do it. I got to do this, I can't do it. You see what I mean? Like, I feel like it's like almost like circular feeling, and yet I feel like you're ready to try to do it, but I kind of get that it's just going to take you some time. And what do you do?
I was about to buy a house last April, but then COVID hit and I no job, so then I had to give up that house.
Of course. And you know what? And the way that homes are right now is like, if you don't snatch it up like within like that second, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
People are buying homes like left and right. Like if you don't pick it up, that person who's right behind you is getting the home. That's what it's really like. Yet I do feel that. Now, are you working right now?
I am now. Yeah, but it's a contract situation.
That's going to change for you. So keep your eye out. You're going to be getting into something better. So the contract feels like don't do this forever. You need a full-time thing again, and I think that would be better for you. So that's why I still feel like it could actually happen this year. So don't believe me.
I've been trying. I have resumes out for permanent full-time opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah, it's going to happen this year. I mean, August of next year is too far. So don't feel like you can't get into something. It might be like a rent to own, you know, type of situation or whatever. But don't let me just put it this way. I just feel like it's going to happen like sooner than next year. I don't know. It just feels better to me than next year. You'll be much happier. Now, as far as the job feeling like change, like I know you're in a contractual thing, but, you know, set your sights. I almost feel like you need to write down, I know that I can get this type of job, and put it out there. And in the morning when you get up, I'm getting this type of job. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to get blah, blah, blah. Keep saying it and it will happen. All right. So just say it every day. I'm getting a full-time job. I'm going to get the money that I need, blah, blah, blah. Just be really positive and it will show up for you.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Wait,
thank
I got one thing. I got a card for you. Okay. Don't let your past, haha, hold you back, because the past of like what happened with COVID, because COVID sucked for everybody, okay? But don't let that be what's kind of keeping you from getting to where you need to be. This job is whatever, okay? But it's not what you want. So put it out there that you're going to get something that's going to be more permanent and full time, because I just feel like that's going to happen within the next couple of months. That will help you even.
Great.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Please stay in contact.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Take care. Okay. So going back to what I was talking about, and I've just brought up the angel situation, which is really awesome because I just feel like each time I bring up the angel situation, something comes up with these readings that, like, you know, talk to them. They are helpful. You know, they're protectors or guiders or communicators. So I do actually communicate all the time. I do say prayers all the time. I do believe in that before I do my reading. So I hope that this is something that kind of gives you some inspiration to do as well. Okay. Remember to get in contact with me to do readings. Also, if you mentioned that you heard of me or, you know, heard from me on the radio, I give you an extra 10 minutes if you do a reading with me. And a couple people actually have reached out to me, so I really appreciate them saying that they heard me on Block Talk Radio. Okay? So let's see. We got our next caller is New York. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
Sure. So my one question is, any messages from Spirit or tips on me bringing abundance in? I've been doing a little meditation in a park barefoot, trying to ground and asking for the archangels to assist me.
I love that.
I hope they're hearing me. I'm just waiting for some inspiration or something.
Okay, hold on.
And I will add Gadiel to that list.
Yes, please do. I'm telling you, look him up. I think you'll be very happy when you do, okay? All right, here we go. Do you know an Anthony? Tony or an Anthony?
I know a few Anthony's.
Do you have an Anthony that has passed away?
Not that I can think of right at this moment, but I might.
Okay. So I'm getting an Anthony, but it feels like in spirit, just so you know that. He feels like an older gentleman, so I do not know if there's – and he feels like he actually has, like, almost like a creative or musical background to me. I also get that, you know, he has a he's got a happy spirit, or he was always a very happy person. He feels like he's almost like a guide to you, or music is kind of important. I keep getting like music around you, that music can be kind of like an inspiration for you, or can be very inspiring. I also get that keep doing what you're doing. It does feel nice. I will say that I want you to not just do the meditation, but I kind of feel like it's time for you to put your feet to the fire a little bit, okay? It feels to me like there needs to be a little bit more of that. And it's great that you want the abundance, but what are we doing about it, okay? And it feels to me like you've got some ideas, but now I kind of feel like it's like, you know, put that on paper, put it out to the universe, that it's not just a da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just going to knock on your door. It's great that you're going in that direction, but I kind of feel that it's now going to time for you to manifest it or bring it into creation. Does that make sense?
It certainly makes sense. The other thing is for me just trying to figure out what that is. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, but I think that you should be, okay, I shouldn't say you should be, okay, but it's almost like write it down. Like you have some ideas, but it's almost like, you know, there's nothing wrong with the power that you have. It's like putting that power to, I can do this. I want to do this. This is what I really am passionate about. I feel like sometimes you get a little distracted because, you know, maybe I'll write a book, or maybe I'm going to make a song, or maybe I'm going to do, you know what I mean? It's like almost like there's, like you have so many things that you say that you're going to do, and I feel like that takes you back to not like, okay, let something show up, rather than this is a thing that I want to show up. So it feels to me like you have to be a little bit more direct, or I'm just giving an example, okay? Like if you were always making candles, you know what I mean? You are the best candle maker, you know what I mean? You're going to make the best candle out there or something. That's the thing you should be doing. But then the next minute you're like, well, I make candles and I also make, like, you know, paper cups. I mean, it's like you've got to kind of, you know, go down one lane, because it's like you get too many forks in your lane, and then I feel like it doesn't keep you on track with what you really want to be doing. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you
okay.
so very much.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to pull a card for you. Okay, I'm pulling cards for everybody. All right. So here we go. And I'm using my Moonology cards tonight because I really like them. Okay, here we go. Here's your card. You're going to laugh. Okay. So we were talking about meditation, okay? Your card says take time to breathe out. So you're doing a good job of the meditating, but now it's time to put your, you know, words to action, okay? But also add Gadiel, because I really think that you'll be so happy because he is abundance and prosperity. So it's not just the money, it's what goes with the money, all right?
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right, please stay in contact, all right? I hope I hear from you again. Take care. Okay, so I'm trying to pull a card for each person. I'm using my Moonology Oracle cards. I really like them. Sometimes, you know, they give like really sweet, cute messages. So that's what I'm using tonight. So I'm going to go on to my next caller. After this, I just want to mention, before I say that, mims1608@gmail.com. If you want to sign up for a reading for me, I would love to have you. I give you guys an extra 10 minutes when you say that you are on Blog Talk Radio. Okay? So my next caller is Sue from Pennsylvania. Is Sue from Pennsylvania here? Maybe not. Okay, well, while I'm waiting for whoever the next person is, hello? I keep hearing somebody.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sue from Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's your name?
I'm Tammy.
Oh, Tammy, okay, how are you?
I'm good,
I'm sorry.
How are you?
I had a different
Michelle?
Name on there. Good, thank you. Good, thank you. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, golly, gee whiz. I guess I want to see what you have to say about my husband and I.
First name of your husband?
Jeffrey.
Okay, hold on. Okay, a little lackadaisical here. Like it feels like it needs a spark, but I also feel like it's, what are we talking about? You know, it's like, I'm looking at you and him, and it's like there's like a big chasm between the two of you. Like, where's our conversation? I feel like you don't get heard, or there's no talking here. And I feel like there needs to be either be better communication, or you know, maybe he's just not a good communicator, you know. And then when you try to communicate, it's either blank stare or not going in the direction that you want. Where did you get lost? How about that? That's what it feels like. I feel like there needs to be a better conversation. And, you know, we could stuff the genie back in the bottle and you rub it and you'll still get the same thing.
Right. I don't know. I want to communicate, but he is a non-communicator.
That's exactly what I'm getting. He doesn't communicate. So to have that type of conversation means that you have to make better boundaries here. And I feel like it doesn't get done. Okay. And it's not kind of fair to you because sometimes guys are guys, you know what I mean? But this is still a marriage that needs to be, if you want this to be rectified, because I just get a lot of sadness off of you that you feel like you just are not, you're just not getting a fair shake here, okay? And, if you have not done the let's go, talk to somebody, I feel like you might start thinking about that because otherwise, what are you doing?
That's right.
And it just feels like it's getting worse. And I feel like you're in the house, but you feel lonely to me. I just have to tell you that.
Aw. Yeah.
Sorry.
What do I do with his drug addiction? Do I keep, trying to, improve it? Or is he okay? Or what do I do? It's, 30 years of marriage. Do I,
It's not going away. It's not going away. Okay. And again, I just said something about boundaries here and you don't have any boundaries. You know, I would really appreciate it. I'm so sorry because I don't want all your personal information out there like that. I would love it if you would get in contact with me at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I will give you extra time, to talk on in a reading. I really would like to kind of connect with you because I think I'd be able to kind of give you some better direction that I can't do on the air with you. And I'm not just saying that. I just feel like this would be a better conversation in person, whatever.
Right.
The phone. If that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to card, okay? I just feel like conclusions are within reach is what your card is. So please give me a call. I would really appreciate that. And we can have a longer conversation. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good
Thanks so much for calling in, Tammy. All right. Have a good evening.
All right.
All righty. Okay. So I guess Sue hung up. So I'm going to go on to our next reader, Melvin. Melvin from Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in this evening. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better. I'm having some health issues, but I just want to know about what you see really good coming up for me. I've been through a lot. And
you said you have some health issues, and you said mentally wise. Did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the other thing you said.
No, not mentally. I just have some health issues that I'm going through right now.
Okay.
But, I just wanted to know, my question is, though, I just wanted to know what's coming up for me in a positive aspect.
I get it. Okay, I got that. So this is what I'm getting right now, because I feel like the health has really taken a toll on you, and you feel you kind of feel pretty achy to me. Okay? So I feel like this has really been very draining for you. It's going to be a weird question. Do you take vitamin D?
Yes, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Because I feel like that's actually really helped. And magnesium as well?
Right. I recently was put on dialysis in February this year. And I don't know how that happened. But
yes. Okay. You're going to have an improvement, okay? I feel like you need, I know it sounds weird, but I almost feel like you need to open your windows and like get some really good fresh air. Being out like side in the sun would be good for you. Mm-hmm. Or you just need some positive, you know, energy, seriously. Okay. Yeah. I do feel that there's going to be some positive changes that are going to be happening. Just not like tomorrow, but like we're in April right now. So I got to say, I feel like right around like Mother's Day time. Okay. I feel like it's going to be around then that you kind of have like, good things are happening, and it feels like the train is leaving the station now. Like you can kind of get yourself a little bit more on track. You feel a little stuffy to me, or not stuffy as in like, you know, you're a snob. I just feel like you're stuffy, and I feel like you're just, it just causes a little bit more of a fog. How about that? Does that make sense? Like a fog. I also feel like you need movement. Like there's something about getting moving. So like a walk or, you know, getting outside. I keep getting get outside. Okay. I think that also that will kind of help you mentally, or I kind of open you up, because like I said, the fresh air or the sunshine would be good, but making that connection would be super helpful for you. I do know that like allergies can be bad. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But I almost feel like there's going to feel like it almost feels like a picnic type feeling, like a family gathering or some type of picnic feeling. And I feel like it almost is like energizing. Okay. Kind of get together, or there's going to be a get together. Like you need that. Like you need connection. Okay. And I also feel like this will be almost like an opportunity to, I don't know, I want to say like in a more group atmosphere. Also, I get that it would be nice for you, like you need something that's like kind of a good positive message. Like, you know, if you're not already praying, I just feel like, you know, talk to your angels and God. I feel like that's really going to be helpful. Like getting, and you know what I'm going to say? It almost feels like a church picnic. Can I say that to you? A church picnic that is going to kind of get you more connected again. And I almost feel like somebody's going to reach out to you there that's going to be like, hey, you know, we need help with this. How would you like to do this? Like, I feel like there might be an opportunity at that picnic. I wouldn't say no to it, okay? I feel like it's going to... It's almost like reuniting again. That's what it feels like to me. And I feel like you need that. And I feel like you need an out, or you need to be out more. Okay. So that's going to happen within, like I said, you know, the next few weeks, but promise me that you'll just get outside and get a nice walk in, around the block, or go for a nice energetic walk, or go by a place that has like a pond, go around it a few times. I feel like you just need to do that. Okay. Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. But when you go to that picnic, I'm going to tell you, a man is going to approach you and be like, hey, how would you like to help out with this? I feel like there might be a financial compensation to it, okay? But it also feels like it's a good opportunity. I also feel like there's going to be a lot of like laughter and happiness. I feel like it will kind of like, it's like almost like the beginning, like the tipping point of I'm getting back to myself again. I'm getting back to myself again, okay? Does that make sense? I mean, I just feel like there's just going to be some good things that are becoming your way. And it seems a bit ambiguous, but I'm going to tell you, I feel like he's a taller gentleman, and he's got an opportunity. You can't say no to that opportunity, or don't say no to the opportunity. It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's a picnic. It's going to be a picnic. I really feel like it is. Okay. And I'm going to pull a card for you, Melvin. This is what I get for you. Yeah. Okay. I get, it's time to take action. What do you think of that? That's your card.
Wow. Yeah. I'm allowed to say my computer is down, and I want to see if I can get a reading from you. And
okay.
Could you give me your number?
Yes, I can give you my phone number. Yes, here's my phone number, 630-854-3175. Okay?
854-3175. 3175. Okay.
Yes.
What would be the best time to call you,
man? You know what? If you can give me a call tomorrow afternoon would be best. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
We're in the same time zone?
Yes, we are. Actually, we're in the same time zone. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, nice talking to you, Melvin. You have a great evening. All right.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Okay. So, so Melvin will get an extra 10 minutes when he calls in, because I know that he reached out to you for Blog Talk Radio. And anybody else who wants to get extra time, you just have to call me and just let me know that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, I'll make that connection with you. Okay? So, let's see. I have another caller. Hold on. Okay. Rosaria from New Jersey.
Hi. Rose Maria, how are you?
Great. What's your name again?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Okay, nice to meet you. That's a beautiful name. Okay, how can I help you today?
I've been getting some messages through a friend, like spiritual messages. So I'm wondering what they're supposed to mean. I got a message coming in saying he's coming to get me or at the airport, stuff like that. So I don't know.
Come and get me from the airport?
Yeah, a vision, or if that makes sense. Messages spiritually.
Okay, the spiritual messages, but you're basically hearing. So you're getting clear audience messages. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so when you're getting those clear audience messages, is it a man's voice or is it just something you're kind of hearing?
More a vision, and I know it's him, I'm going to pick him up or vice versa, or,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get it. So it's more like you already are, so you've made it, you're actually making a connection with that person, is that correct? And so they're just kind of basically saying, hey, come and get me right now, is that what you're saying?
I guess, because I'm usually going there.
Okay. So I feel that if it's anything, you've already made some type of, you're very empathic, okay? So you're picking up on, this person's energy. And so it does help a lot of times, because I get messages kind of like that, all right? And when I get those types of messages, it's kind of who's talking to me. So, for example, if I get a message, I heard Tony for the other gentleman that I was talking to, and when I get that type of message, it was just he was basically saying, you're doing something, but you need to do, you're getting messages that basically come and get me type of thing. So I feel like yours are more of you're making a connection with another person.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? That you you're working with, or
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, it makes
sometimes
sense, but
you do that.
He's not communicating with me right now.
But they're not communicating with you right now?
No, not by voice, no.
No. But they're not communicating you. But you get the messages you'd be at by yourself, so you're getting a message from somebody who's actually speaking to you. So it could be that.
Okay, gotcha.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if it's true or not. That's the question.
Okay, but if you're getting messages, I do feel that you are, all right? So I just feel pay attention to them. Ask them what they want, because they're trying to give you messages. So, yes, you are getting those. Okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I'm just going to give you a thing. I guess the answers you need are coming. That's your card tonight. Thank you for calling in. I'm not sure if I answered your question for you today. Just going to tell you.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Oh, look. Okay, I think Sue called back in. Sue, are you there from Pennsylvania?
Yes, can you hear me this time?
Yes, I couldn't hear you the first time, so I apologize.
Yeah, I know. Can you hear me? And
no, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you. How can I help
you
today?
Spirit didn't want me to talk to you at that moment.
Yeah, I guess not.
I was wondering, I'm going to call you tomorrow anyway.
Okay.
My relationship, I've been with him almost 6 years, the end of May.
Just give me his first name. Just give me his first name.
Oh, okay. Kasim
is his name?
Kasim. K-A-S-I-M. Kasim.
Kasim. Got it. Okay. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Here we go. This one is it's a little volatile to me, up and down and in and out and a little dramatic. It feels like sometimes you're, there's a little passive aggressive. There's a good word. Passive aggressive is a good word. I feel like sometimes it's good and then like it's a little bit of a roller coaster sometimes to me. And, situations there, okay? Put your foot down, then charming, then not nice, then back and forth, and, it feels a little prickly to me. Does that make sense?
But is that with me or with him that you're picking it up?
I feel like that's with him. Like, I think that there's some, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's just the, if this is a cultural thing or if it's this just is the way I am or something like that. But I kind of get there needs to be a little bit better. And you also can be like, so I think it's a little bit of you and a little bit of them. So that's what I kind of get. It could be better. That's just what it is.
Yeah, it could be better. But I mean, like he talks about getting married, then we don't get married, then he got the rings, but I didn't have the ring. Now, mind you, for 2 years already that he has the rings but hasn't gave them to me. Like, I just want to know where it's going. Like, am I wasting my time? I'm getting, like, too old for this, game.
To me, that's gaslighting, okay? I don't like that. So I'm dangling the carrot in front of, here's your diamond ring. Oh, pull it away. Here's your diamond ring. Oh, pull it away. I got to tell you, I feel like there's, can I say bad words on here? There's a BS feeling to some of this. That's what I got to tell you. And I don't like it. I'm not sure if I like the scene, so I'm just going to say that. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, because like a lady started working with him at night. Now, if it was me working with somebody at night, a man, he wouldn't like it. But I'm supposed to tolerate this woman working with him. And I really...
Yeah,
don't
you
like
should
it.
Be concerned about that. You should be concerned about that. So we'll have more of a discussion because I feel like this could be I think we could have a bigger discussion the next time we talk. Do you have my phone number? Do you need my phone number to
reach out? I wrote it down while you were talking to Marvin. Now, do you take a credit card over the phone, Michelle?
No, it'll all go through my website. Okay, just so you know that. So you can just go on my website, michellentheintuitivereader.com. But, if you want to make it for this, this weekend, that'd be fine or whatever works for you. Okay. I am going to pull a card for you because I feel like, it would be really good for you to have one.
Yeah, I really want to talk to you before I put my foot down.
Here we go. I feel like this is a perfect card for you. It's time to release negativity. So there you go. I think that speaks a lot of volumes. So please be in contact with me. I wish that I could take more time with you. I have to take another call, but please call
okay,
me and we'll set something up. Okay? Thank you
yes,
so much
I'll
for calling
tomorrow,
in.
All right, thank
okay.
you. God bless you.
Take care. God bless you too. Hon. Okay. I have another caller. Ashiel from New York. Hello.
Yes.
Ashiel?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you tonight?
My love life. Want to know if you see me dating someone or being in a relationship this year.
Okay. And were you in a relationship in the past?
No, I've been alone for a little while, you know.
Okay, here we go. Not yet. Okay. And I feel like the type of relationship you need to have has to be more organic. The online dating feels bad for you. Okay. It just feels like a waste. Okay. Don't do it. I feel like this needs to be more of either like getting involved in like a group or like, let's say a meetup group or, you know, get involved in some organization where you can meet people. And I feel that that would be a better, avenue for you, because I feel like the online dating is not it. I also feel like you need to get out a little bit more, okay, for you to do that. Now, mind you, I know the whole COVID crap, and I'm so sorry, okay, but I also feel like that's going to be changing, and you'll be able to get out a little bit more this summer. So, you know, it will give you some good opportunity, okay, but
okay.
I don't feel that you're going to necessarily be in anything more than like a friendship first to a date, okay. So I really feel like, you know, just put yourself out there, you know, get yourself moving. So let's say you get onto meetup.com and join a couple of groups. If you haven't already done that, like maybe going into a gym, you know, again, if that's not what
yeah,
you
I'll go to the I'll go to the gym. Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm also definitely planning on
yes.
putting myself out there more.
Okay, good.
Sure.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's going to be that once you start doing that, you're going to actually have a lot of fun. I want to say either like even like a biking group or hiking or something where you're just getting to be with people will be a better opportunity for you. And the more that you're like, hi, how you doing, the better it is for you, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to make a connection. Now, I'm going to say to you, I feel like it's going to be like friendship, friendship, friendship. Then I feel like by September, late September, October, you're like, that's what, I got one. Okay, that's what it feels like to me. But I'm going to say you need to be confident in yourself so that you're going to meet some of those people, okay? The first ones, I feel like it's just going to be friendship, friendship, friendship. So after that, you just kind of got to let it just run, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I get. It's time to take action. That was a card that popped out of the deck. Isn't that funny?
I'm ready to take action, so I'm going to write that.
All right, on. Well, listen, I'm so glad that you called in. If you have any more questions, you can always call me or reach out to me at michelletheintuitivereader.com, okay?
Thank you so much
for calling in. All right.
Sure.
Okay, whoever the next caller is, I'm sorry, I don't have your name. I'll take whoever it is. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Michelle. Who is this?
Hi, I am John. How are you?
Great, John. How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you can try and see if you can make contact with my Nana and Papa, who are no longer living right now.
Okay, you know, I won't have time. I won't have time to make a mediumship reading. Okay.
How about a general?
Well,
a general
what,
fine.
You can just give me one question. I can answer, because I can't just do a general reading.
Okay. I'd like to know the future with my wife. Is it going to be strong, weak, whatever you can see?
What's your
future
wife's
with my
name?
Wife. Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, it's good right now. You guys can do better at communicating, and I feel that you are, you both can be a little stubborn sometimes, but I also feel like she runs the show, and I feel like you can step up a little bit. You both love each other, so it feels like it's going in the right direction. How about that? Okay?
Yes. Yes, I love her very much, too. Yes.
Yes, she's awesome. So she's right in your corner,
yeah.
Okay? And I get this. Yeah. I'm just going to give you your card because I'm going to have to take another call right after this one. I get you and your loved ones are safe. That's your card tonight. If you want to get in contact with me if you want me to reach out to do a mediumship reading, please contact me at michelletheintuitivereader.com and we will do a reading at that point. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
You. Yes.
Good luck, hon. Have a great evening. Take care. Okay. Let's see. Do I have one more reader? Hello? One more person? Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Your name? Hi. This is Michelle.
Hi. This is
your
Michelle.
Name?
Hi. How? Michelle?
Your name is Michelle?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Hi. How are you? How can I help you, Michelle?
I know, right? My question is, I got a job offer because I haven't been working for a while. What type of energy are you picking up around that?
Okay. Can you give me the name, like a first name of a boss that you're going to be working for, like just a first name?
I don't know the name of the boss. The company starts with a C. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's okay. It's busy, okay? And it's, like, really busy, okay? So I get, keep going. Like, when you walk in that door, okay, stay in your lane. I feel like, be peppy, be helpful, stay out of any office politic crap because it doesn't concern you. I feel like you'll be given opportunities to move up. It feels super busy. I'm just going to tell you that. Like, I feel like you're going to be super busy, super, super busy. But it'll be good. Like, you'll be energized, and at the same time, there's going to be a lot going on. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
You'll like it.
And
you'll like it.
Can, awesome. Can you
can't
give
answer
me,
any more questions right now? Because
no,
I
can
find
you
out,
give
I've
me your
phone,
phone number? Your phone number.
Oh, sure. It's 630-854-3175, okay? And just reach out to me, and we can always do a reading, okay? And I'm going to pull a card for you really quickly, all right?
Okay.
Ooh, here we go. Perfect card. This is one that's out of the deck. A new start is coming. That's your card. How awesome.
Okay, awesome. All righty, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, guys, everybody, thank you all so much for calling in tonight. I so appreciate it. It's so wonderful to talk to everybody. If you need a reading, please get back in contact with me at michelletheintuitivereader.com. You can reach me at myms1608@gmail.com. And also, my phone number is 630-854-3175 to set up a reading. Please mention that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio, and I give you an extra 10 minutes always, okay? Thank you so much for this evening. I love talking to all of you guys. You all are great. I can do mediumship for anybody, so sometimes people want to reach out, such as that gentleman who called in, and I'd love to do it, but it just takes a little bit more time when I'm doing that on the radio. Again, if there's any medical situations, I'm not a doctor, but I do try to give you good information and so you can go see a doctor. I really try to give as accurate information as I can, and please make sure to get back in contact with me. I'll be back on next month, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? I'm really excited that I got to talk to all of you tonight, so I get to talk to you the next time, all right? Thank you so much. It was a great evening. I always love doing these. Thank you, Pam. You're the best. Thank you for getting all these wonderful people on.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.